The IC's IT leaders want their critics to know that the Intelligence Community Information Technology Environment, or ICITE, is no longer just an idea. It's a real thing, and it has real services up and running right now, and users who are consuming them. Under the shared services model, 9,000 users have now migrated to the common desktop environment that the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency were tasked with building for the rest of the IC. Multiple agencies have already begun moving their data into the commercial and government-operated cloud environments the CIA and the NSA built over the past 2 years, and a shared application mall available for use by any of the 17 intelligence agencies is hosting 460 applications so far. Al Tarasic is the Chief Information Officer in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
The foundation is in. What we envisioned 3 years ago to begin to form this consolidated architecture, a shared mission platform for the community to use, is in place. Okay? And now it's really an adoption strategy that the agencies own.
The ICITE model gives the ODNI a lead role in governance, but the IT services are being provided in a decentralized model that gives the Big Five intelligence agencies most of the responsibility and the funding to build the various network services. For example, NGA and DIA's common desktop environment has been in a pilot status since last year, but the two agencies have already deployed it to 9,000 workstations, mostly within their own agencies. They plan to award a Phase 2 contract next year that will start to roll out the desktop to the rest of the IC at a rate of about 50,000 users per year until all 200,000 workstations are covered. In the meantime, the National Security Agency has agreed to offer itself up as a testbed for that common desktop. NSA's new facility, codenamed Mountain View, near Aurora, Colorado, is still under construction, but once it's up and running, it will be the first intelligence community site in the country that leverages ICITE for all of its users. David White is NGA's Chief Information Officer.
We're really excited about that because that will give us an opportunity to prove to ourselves and to some critics that the IC can really accelerate intelligence integration.
According to Lonnie Anderson, NSA's CIO, the Mountain View site will be a true test case for ICITE, not just because of the common desktop, but because operators there will also be using shared cloud computing systems that the NSA and CIA have contributed to ICITE.
So literally, Denver is our first chance, and I don't mean NSA's, I mean the IC's first chance to literally turn an entire location into an ICITE location. So Mountain View is a brand new building. It's an NSA facility that we're building. The desktops are coming from NGA and DIA, not from NSA. Huge cultural leap for our workforce. But that's, we're confident that that will work. The rest of the partners who are also at Denver will use either a combination, again, of the GovCloud or the commercial cloud. The GovCloud is already there. The commercial cloud will be there in not too long. So we are moving forward with the implementation of ICITE. As Al said, 14 is the year of adoption. 15 will actually start to pick up steam.
ICITE's cloud environment is actually multiple clouds, at least for now. It includes an NSA-developed architecture known as GovCloud, plus a commercial cloud that the CIA hired Amazon to build within the intelligence community's security boundaries. Anderson says those two clouds are almost entirely interoperable. Applications that work in one should work just fine in the other. But he says as more and more IC users migrate their data from legacy systems into those two clouds, his agency is going to be evaluating whether the IC still needs to keep both of them up and running.
We've opened a joint storefront. We don't want the customers to have to think through where do they go? What services they want to buy? What do they need? What we want them to do is come to the joint storefront. It's up and running now and say, here's my requirement. And the joint storefront will say, based on that, here's where we're going to move your data. And we believe over time, right now we've kind of got what look like parallel clouds. It's kind of the same offerings, same services in each. We believe over time we'll have the data and metrics to say, well, do we really need two, or can we scale back down to one utility cloud or one storage cloud? But we'll do that once we have data to help us and make an informed decision on that.
Anderson says the NSA's cloud is already set up to accommodate EyeSight's main slogan, tag the data, tag the people. Each piece of information that makes its way into the GovCloud has to be accompanied by metadata that indicates where it came from, what it is, and what sorts of people are allowed to access it. That's easy enough for NSA's own data, especially since the GovCloud is an exact carbon copy of a system NSA built for its own purposes in 2010. The agency's now working through exactly how to tag, segregate, and manage access to data from the other IC agencies who operate in other areas of the law. For example, while the CIA isn't allowed to collect data on U.S. citizens, the FBI is, and it has plenty of it.
It's literally the handling caveats, how we ingest that, how we manage it inside the cloud, how long before we purge it, again, who can see it, how we control it, and then what data it's allowed to intermingle with or interact with is something that as a data owner comes to us and says, we want to move this data into the cloud, our developers sit with that person and we talk through what changes do we need to make to the data ingest process that we have in place in order to handle that data in accordance with legal policy, oversight, and compliance rules. So we work that on a case-by-case basis. Eventually, we'll build up enough of a library where it'll be pretty straightforward. This guy comes with this. We already understand that, and we'll ingest. It'll go quicker. But so far, it's been interesting.
Among the other EyeSight services that are now up and running, a new security coordination center managed by the ODNI. Its job is to provide counterintelligence services and insider threat information to the IC's network managers. The IC has also started coordinating its software licenses. It's only reached one success story so far, an enterprise license agreement with Esri, a geospatial mapping company, but nine more are in the pipeline, Tarasic says. He says the ultimate goal is to not just consolidate IT and save money, but to integrate the missions of the various intelligence agencies.
It's very exciting to see not only the IT folks, which we saw 2 years ago, 3 years ago, start coming together and meeting and working through these issues, technical issues, but I'm a member of the MUG, and even last night, there's so much excitement in the room with the mission elements and working together to figure out how they can rationalize some of these applications and bring better tools for analysts and things like that, what data sets we need to prioritize. So there's a lot of collaboration and integration that's going on as a result of this little boring infrastructure project we call EyeSight.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.